Hey everyone, Joe here. Before we get into the interview today, I'm sitting here editing and Jen's out doing something. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to talk to her yet, but I know it's been a few weeks, but I want to throw out a huge thank you to everyone that came out to the Toledo Bigfoot and Paranormal Conference. It was a huge success, and I've only got you guys to thank for this. Everybody did a great job. The speakers, Don, Shatan, Steve, and Ken, did unbelievable. And I actually got to listen to all their speeches, which is a rarity because we never get to listen to the speeches, and the presentations. I should say, not the speeches, but the presentations. But I also want to thank Harold and Butch from Toledo, Ohio Ghost Hunter Society. Man, did they step up! Harold brought the projector and the screen, and they got there like 5 minutes after we got there and helped set up. For someone just to show up and say, "Yeah, we're here to set up for you guys." I'm like, "Awesome, thank you." So they set up, we moved some tables around. Tables were pretty much set the way we wanted them, but they moved some tables around. They set up the speaker room, set all the chairs up, set the projector up, all that. Dana and James, my best friend Dana and her husband James from Dead in Five, they brought the PA system, which worked awesome. It was a great sound. Lots of times you go to these conventions and the speakers, it's kind of hard to hear because of the styles of room, but James dialed that in and it wasn't too loud, wasn't too quiet. It was perfect. But it was funny because I forgot my computer. I had to run home and get the computer for the speakers to use for their presentations. So I leave, no big deal. I'm like 20 minutes from there to my house and back. So I take off, I get back, and it was like the floodgates opened. I couldn't even find a parking space. I had to park way in the back. Tons of people there. The vendors said they did great. The audience was unbelievable, okay? And one thing, it was standing room only in the speaker room, which you don't see many at many conventions. I mean, I was just so pleased to have people show up. We were so worried that we're going to do this and we're going to be one of them conferences. Like, we went to one in Kentucky and also down in Gettysburg, and literally no one showed up. It was like all the vendors were just sitting there going, "Yay, this is fun." We actually, the one in Kentucky, we actually left. We're like, "Screw this. We are out of here." We drove, what, 7 hours to get there. So we ended up just leaving and exploring the area. But like I said, I wanted to throw out a big thank you to everyone. I know it's been a few weeks ago. Like I said, I haven't had a chance to get back with you. It's just, so let me change gears a little bit and talk about the paranormal community, okay? I mean, I know there's a lot of bad apples out there, or some bad apples, I should say, that think it's a huge competition, okay? They call the places that other people are investigating and stuff, and they're trouble. They cause trouble, And it's like, I think why, but egos, it's all egos. But that's only like 1% of the paranormal community. We've met so many good people and so many nice people, and people just want to hang out with, The kind of people you invite to the house, which we've done many times. But this was a little different, okay? As you all know by now, or most of you should know by now, our father did pass away. But the night before the conference, we run him back up to the hospital in the emergency room. He pulls Jen down and says, and he couldn't talk that good because of his throat cancer and everything, but he pulls Jen down and says, "The show." She's like, "What show?" And he says, "Do the show." So we did, We hung out with him for a little bit at the hospital, and we had to go get Ken from the airport because Ken's flight from Texas was delayed 15 hours. Can you imagine? 15 hours sitting in different airports. So we went and got Ken late night, got up in the morning, went to the place where the conference was being held, started setting up. And like I said, Harold and Butch showed up. They helped out. Got the thing going. It was awesome. Standing room. I mean, I know I said it before, but standing room only in the speaker room, which blew my mind. I mean, I was pulling chairs out, but we ran out of room. We there was no room to put chairs, so everybody's just standing around. And it's kind of funny because in the hall, there's like a separate little room off to the side, and to get to it, you have to walk through like their little kitchen area. So it was sort of like hanging out in someone's kitchen. You know, people were leaning on the counters, or some people were sitting up on the counter, and it was just fun, you know. But during the show, we got the phone call that Dad was doing worse. So it took a turn for the worse. So they gave us a call, told everybody to come up to the hospital. My sister Dee was helping us out, and Jen and Dee left. You know, Jen was like, should I go? I'm like, hello, get out of here. We got it. But going back to talking about the paranormal community, okay, let me tell you how the paranormal community is. When everybody found out what happened, everybody in the place, the vendors, a lot of the guests, all came up and said, dude, just go. We'll take care of it. We will run the show. We'll clean up. We'll lock the door on our way out. Just go. And I was like, no, I'm only 10 minutes from the hospital, so I'm going to hang out. I'm going to take care of it. But I'm telling you, another huge thank you to Sarah and Eric from Haunted Toledo and Lisa from Fringe Paranormal. They stepped up. They ended up running, you know, like the door, the merchandise, everything. I took care of the speakers and did a few things, but they stepped up. And like I said, huge thank you to Sarah and Eric and Lisa for taking over. So the conference went on. Everything was great. It ended. I took off. You know, we packed up. I mean, the vendors packed up quick. I was surprised, but, you know, probably I just wanted to go home. Within a half hour, the whole place was cleaned up. The lady that was running it showed up. I'm like, here you go. This is what it looks like. And she's like, cool. And I left, went up to the hospital, and at 1:30 in the morning, Dad did pass. So it's a bittersweet, you know. We had a great convention, but family things actually happened. But like I said, I just want to throw out a huge thank you to everyone that just stepped up and helped. Ken Gerhard, our main speaker, he was he kept asking, how's Ma doing? How's your Ma doing? And we're like, give her my love, all that kind of stuff. So he's awesome. He is such a nice guy. You know, like I said, I just wanted to throw out a big thank you. I know it's been a few weeks, but a few weeks ago, we got a chance to sit down with Don Danger Collins from Fringe Paranormal in Bowling Green, Ohio. He sat down with us and talked about the haunted South Main School. So anyway, here is the show with his interview. I hope you enjoy it. Once again, I want to thank everybody that came out to the Toledo Bigfoot and Paranormal Conference. And enough of me babbling. Let's get on with the show. Welcome to 222 Paranormal Podcast, where once again, we are in the Collingwood Arts Center, folks.
Coming to you from Paranormal Toledo 4. And with us, we have the one, the only, the man of the hour, the Tower of Power, Don from Fringe Paranormal.
Yay.
Welcome to the show again.
Thank you for having me.
It's always nice when we have return guests come back. They like us. They come back.
It's good to be asked back because it means I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. No, you can do no wrong, right? Don, tell everybody about Fringe Paranormal. Give them a little refresher, and let's talk about the haunted South Main School.
Okay, well, Fringe Paranormal has been in business since 2009, so that makes us officially 10 years old right now.
Wow, that's amazing.
Prior to that, my co-director and I, Kelly, had investigated for 2 years on a different team. We do a lot of businesses, we do residences, we also investigate urban legends.
Okay.
One of the exciting things we're doing now for the past about 1.5 to 2 years is we are in charge of a haunted school in Bowling Green, Ohio.
Now, Joe and I have been to the school a couple of times, and we've always had great activity there. Now, how is the activity going now? I know you guys have had a lot of teams coming in. You've had a lot of private investigations. You guys have really ramped up what you're doing there.
Right. Well, we started, like I said, about 1.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. We call it the Haunted South Main School officially.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of private investigations. when we first got involved with the school was back in 2009 when we actually started our team, Fringe Paranormal. We investigated there probably three or four times until 2013 or 14 when the school shut down totally. And after that, it was vacant for about 2 or 3 years. And we did a few investigations after that just to reacquaint ourselves with the building. The interesting thing about the activity at the school was when we first started in 2009 is just your basic footsteps, maybe some bangs and thuds, maybe an EVP here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, since we've gotten back involved with the school, we've noticed that the activity has morphed into something else. Mm-hmm. It's gotten more intense, if you like. Yeah. So probably with one of the first teams that came in to investigate the school when we opened it up, we heard a disembodied voice in the boiler room. I was just observing the other team. There's two other people in the basement, a male and a female investigator. They were doing an EVP session. The male went to ask a question. Then it sounded like the female went to ask a question over the top of him, as sometimes happens. So I didn't think anything of it. So they just went about their questioning. A few seconds later, the guy says, "Hey, did you just say something?" And she's like, "Well, no, I didn't say anything." So right then it's like, wow, I just heard my disembodied voice. It's amazing, but at the same time, it was not that big of a deal because I didn't think anything of it at the time.
Now, you've had a lot of activity in the basement, right, in particular. Now, do you feel like there's a certain person that is down there?
I think so. I think there are several different entities, so to speak, throughout the building. In the basement, the story goes that at some point in the past, we don't know when, a janitor had a heart attack in the school and either passed away at the school or later passed away at the hospital.
Okay.
And through interviews with a former student and her mother, who was actually a cook in the cafeteria, we learned that a janitor did in fact have a heart attack at the school.
Oh, okay.
We just haven't been able to verify his name because she couldn't remember the name, but we just verified that it did in fact occur.
Okay. That's great. Yeah, you know, it's really great little unique place because you have a lot of people who have gone through the school, and then you've had people that have come back who had actually been students at the school, right?
Yes.
Come back and to some of your open houses that you have, which I bet you they're just bringing in all kinds of stories to you guys, right?
A lot of them talk about just their school days as a student, and others will talk about their experiences at the school where they heard footsteps, so they always had this feeling that they were being watched.
Okay.
And maybe just a feeling of creepiness in the girls' restroom, which is downstairs in the basement as well. It's a really dark place with no windows, actually.
Yeah, so we've been in there, and it does have a very creepy vibe to it, like especially if you're by yourself. And, you know, I had a personal experience there. I did see a white mist coming, you know, the sunlight was coming in. I was in the basement level, but looking up the steps, and I saw a white mist there. And there was nobody doing sage or smoke. There was not, you know, it wasn't dust kicked up because there was nobody walking around that area. So, yeah, it's such a cool place to investigate. And, you know, it's so big that you could have a couple people up in the attic and then people in the second floor, and you wouldn't be able to have a lot of, you know, noise where you're hearing other teams or, you know, other people investigating.
Right. Now, when you saw the mist, what stairway?
Okay, looking.
Was it in the entranceway stairway or the? There are just two stairways going into the gym, one from the entrance and one from.
Looking towards the other way. Like if you're looking towards the girls' bathroom, that one, the glass where the two glass door or the glass door is.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It was the open house that we had there,
mm-hmm.
and I was just standing there, I was by myself, and I just saw this mist in the sunlight, and then it was gone.
It's interesting you should say that because during one of our first investigations at the school, it was nighttime, and we were actually picking up shuffling and footsteps in that actual stairwell as well as it's on the REM pods.
Well, do you remember? Yeah, we had the REM pods. We had one upstairs and one downstairs, and the one would go off upstairs. We'd go upstairs, and the one in the basement would go off. So do you guys still have that kind of activity going on?
We do have REM pod and K2 hits downstairs, and there's no electricity in the building.
Right, which is great because you just don't have that interference.
Right.
Now, are you Are you going out to other locations besides doing the school? Have you guys been called? Do you like go to like public events, or are you just so tied up with the school right now that you're just there all the time?
Well, the fringe team does still investigate on our own in addition to the school when we find the time to do so and when we're called upon.
When we find the time, right? Yes. That's the operative word. When do we have time? What do you enjoy most about hosting at the school?
Other than the obvious paranormal events, we like meeting the other teams that come in and seeing what type of methodology they use and what their theories are, how they believe, and how that ties into what they experience at the school.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you won't allow at the school? Allow people to bring in, or?
We're pretty much open to whatever. I mean, if some, we don't get it, nobody really uses Ouija boards. One, because they don't. Because either afraid of what might happen or also because it's not good evidence. But
just wondering, you know, because every place is different, right? Everybody's like open to different things. But now, if somebody, you know, wanted to come in and do an investigation, are you guys still doing that one person alone in the building?
Oh, I forgot about that.
That looks so amazing.
We do have two dates this year. The next one is November 8th. And the alone event basically is one person, if they want to bring a friend, they can do so. It's just one person will come in and investigate the school from about 7 p.m. to about 2 or 3 in the morning, just by themselves.
Are you finding that the teams are capturing a lot of evidence, video, EVP, photographs? Because it just seems like there's a lot more talk about the South Main at school.
Right.
And, you know, I notice a lot more people are kind of flocking to it to go there.
We have gotten some submissions from like a public ghost hunt. We did get a good EVP from that. A lot of the problem does come with that. Once people investigate, it takes some time to go through their evidence. And they may or may not contact us again because they're on to another case. But yeah, we've gotten some EVPs. We have had people share it through share to us through Facebook photos they have gotten at the school.
I'm telling you, I've been there a few times. I love the place.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole vibe of an old school, and you go upstairs in the attic, and there's actually writing on. If you don't understand the building, they added on to the building. So there's like a wall that used to be the outside, which was all windows, and a lot of the people that have been in the school have came back and signed the wall. And I just find that so intriguing because, in a way, they're imprinting themselves into the building. And it's almost like the building remembers, you know, to me. And when I go there, I get that vibe.
Right.
You know.
Now, have you had any experience? You've been there by yourself, right? Many times. Like, have you had personal experiences?
I've had some strange things happen.
Like by yourself?
Yes. There was one morning, probably about 7 or 8 in the morning. Kelly and I were going to do something at the school. I was waiting for her to show up, so I was just sitting on the stairway near the entranceway, just taking things in. And out of the corner of my eye, I see something go by like a shadow on the first floor above me. And it kind of freaked me out. Yeah. I mean, I've been investigating for a long time, for 10-plus years, and it just really just threw me off because I was expecting maybe something, but at the same time, I wasn't. So I just kind of had to step outside, collect myself, think for a bit, and then go back inside.
Something like that would make me think that there was a person in there.
That was the daytime. That was the middle of the day.
Okay.
In the school, it seems to me there are three different auras in the school. What I mean by that is there's a different feeling at night from the daytime to the night. The feeling just totally changes. It's like a whole different experience. Then there's a whole different experience in the morning time. It's hard to explain. It's just a different feeling that I get when I'm in the school.
Do you think that's because of the students going in at different times and different activities have happened over the years?
I think it's possible. Also, another experience I had was in the late evening after another team had left. It was about 2:30 in the morning. Kelly had left, and I was about ready to leave myself after her to lock up. As I'm walking out, going to leave the front door, I hear this. It's really quiet, and I hear a squeak. It sounds like a door,
okay,
either opening or shutting. So I'm thinking to myself, Don, do you want to go down to the basement and investigate that by yourself at 2:30 in the morning in the pitch black? I'm thinking, no, Don, you're kind of tired and you don't want to deal with this right now.
Yeah. I remember when you did the first open house, mm-hmm. and I went in there, and I was down in the basement in the boiler room, and a bunch of kids were coming in. And, the boilers are still down there, and they're mm-hmm. huge. And they make great photograph opportunities, oh, yeah. you know. Mm-hmm. But I went down there, and I looked at the kids, and it's like, that's where they put the bodies. And the kids were like, they ran out of the room. I'm like, ah, you know. Uh-huh. But that's the kind of vibe that you can get down there because you right. see it, and it's the boilers are open, and you can see inside right. them and that. But
as an aside, we call it the Freddy Krueger boiler amongst ourselves.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, you get different vibes in different areas of the building, and like you're saying, I'm not in there the same times that you are, so I don't feel the different times when you get vibes, but there's definitely something going on there.
Has anybody investigated out in the playground area?
Not too much.
Yeah, they might want to look into that, right?
Yeah, because here's the thing. We do know that two students passed away while they were enrolled at the school.
Okay.
One was a little boy, one was a little girl.
Okay.
The boy died of cancer.
Oh, man.
The little girl died of some type of genetic blood disease, I believe. I don't recall mm-hmm. what exactly. But anyhow, after the boy passed away, they planted a tree in the large playground in memory of him.
Oh, okay.
So if there is activity out there, yeah, perhaps it's centered yeah. around that tree.
Maybe we should try that some night.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of energy coming and going. Now, has there been any reports of any of the principals or teachers coming through, like maybe some of them that had worked there in the past? How old was the building?
The building was built in 1890.
Okay.
So in 2020, I believe it's going to be 130 years
okay.
old.
Okay. So you've had, many, years of classrooms. So there should have. Mm-hmm. But has anybody reported, sensing any of the school teachers coming back and, being in the area? Or maybe they didn't mention it?
Yeah. We have had people who have claimed to be sensitive.
Okay.
I don't know if they've picked up any teachers, but I know they have picked up children.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Interesting. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's just, we always enjoy coming down. It's a really great place. Have you had experiences all your life? And how did you get into the paranormal?
Well, I've never had experiences in my...
Funny you ask.
My life. Yeah, funny you should ask. But no, since I was a small kid, I've always been into the strange kind of things like Ripley's Believe It or Not or... The Unsolved Mystery Shows,
yes.
In Search Of,
yes.
with Mr. Spock, the
yes.
Maybe Boy.
Oh my God, so amazing.
That was always fun stuff to watch. But I was never, believe it or not, I was never really into the ghost stories.
Okay.
They just never interested me till later.
Mm, okay.
So anyway, probably around 2007, I was just sitting at home. That was probably when the internet first started getting to be a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting at home surfing the web, kind of bored.
Okay.
Surfing Craigslist, and here's this ad for a paranormal team looking for members. So I thought, this would be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I hear all these ghost stories. Do I believe it or not? I should find out for myself rather than relying on these people. Because mm-hmm. everybody else had the experiences, not me.
Yeah.
You know, I need to explore for myself and see what's going on.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I know Kelly's not here, but has she mentioned any things that happened to her while she was there?
Oh, yeah. Probably a little bit more than me, believe
okay.
it or not. And she's as much of the skeptic as I am, in a good way, though.
Yeah.
Open-minded yet skeptical at the same time. She has actually seen a shadow figure in the basement area.
Oh,
during.
Wow.
It was probably about 7 at night. We were waiting for some other people to show up at the school. It was probably December, early December. I was up in the first floor setting up our propane heater because we have a warming room where people can get warm up during
uh-huh.
an investigation.
Yeah.
So I was setting that up. I hear Kelly coming up the steps, and she says, "Don, were you just in the basement?" I'm like, "No, I was up here setting up the propane heater." And she says, "OMG, I just saw a shadow figure in the basement that I thought
cool
was you."
That? It's like your doppelganger.
I've heard that story.
Yeah.
She's told me that story before, mm-hmm. and I'm like, that is so amazing.
Because
she swears to this day that was you.
Mm-hmm. And we even tried to debunk it by...
Mm-hmm.
Having me stand down there, see if it was the same height or something that could recreate the shadow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If anybody wanted to investigate, how do they get a hold of you to do that?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked. Again, we have a Facebook page, Haunted South Main School. And we also just started a webpage.
Oh, great.
HauntedSouthMainSchool.wordpress.com.
Okay.
But basically, the easiest way to get a hold of us is on our Haunted South Main School Facebook page. You can message us. There's also a button on the page to actually book your investigation straight from the page.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's
and
real nice.
If you don't want to do that, just message us and talk to us and we'll set you up.
Yeah.
That's very simple.
How often do you do them?
For now, we usually work on Saturdays.
Saturdays.
But
okay.
We're open to other days if
okay.
we can accommodate you. We Kelly and I both have full-time jobs during the day, so we'd have to work around that.
Yeah.
But we're pretty open as far as cool. dates and times.
Has any of the neighbors came to you and said that they've either seen people? Well, let me ask this. Has any of the neighbors ever came to you and said that they've seen faces in the windows, anything like that?
Activity when nobody's there.
Not the neighbors, but we did interview, as I mentioned previously, a former student and her mother who worked in the cafeteria. When that former student grew up, she actually brought her child to the school when it was serving as a common space for the arts.
Mm-hmm.
Probably sometime between 2005 and 2013. There was a daycare in there at the time. So she brought her child there. As she was leaving the building, she looked back up at the window, and she saw this little girl looking out at her through the window. And she said it was from the knees up. And she described her perfectly, what she was wearing, what she looked like. And then related to that, she was actually in the room, I think it was another time, talking to the daycare teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And both her and the teacher had witnessed the apparition of a little boy walking through the room in front of them.
Wow.
They described him as well, what he looked like, what he was wearing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could almost picture
wow.
the way they described him.
Do you know if any of the houses across the street or around there have activity?
I haven't heard of anything, but I do know that there's a house across the street that actually used to be a funeral home for what
I heard. Because I know that the house across the street, it's probably the one I'm thinking of. These things are huge,
mm-hmm.
and they got the big round porch on
right.
the front,
mm-hmm.
and obviously they're built the same time frame that the school was probably built,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I was just wondering if maybe there's more activity in the neighborhood, you know, because there's a lot of old buildings in that neighborhood there.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, we talked to Harold St. John's, and he said that he is going to bring his class to your school as their final class.
Mm-hmm.
For an investigation. Now, have you guys done that before, or would this be the first time?
Oh, we've done that a few times.
Oh, cool.
We always like having the students in because we can see them putting their newly found investigating skills into mm-hmm. use and seeing what they can
yeah.
come up with.
And what a perfect place to do it because
right.
it's not a huge location and,
right.
you know, you can kind of keep an eye on them,
yeah.
so to speak.
What
you know?
Better place to bring students than to your school?
I was just thinking
exactly.
that, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would stir up some
right.
activity,
and actually,
wouldn't it?
You know, they're newest ghost hunting class starts with them next few days, I
mm-hmm.
believe,
yeah.
at the Owens College, I believe.
Owens College, yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
definitely. Now, what's the future of the school? What would you like to see done with it?
I would like to continue what we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. I think it would be great if we could get some electricity
mm-hmm.
and possibly, hopefully, or maybe the owner would get us a new roof for the school.
Oh,
that'd
yeah.
be awesome because then we could expand what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I love to have events at the school.
Yeah.
We're kind of prevented from doing that at the moment.
Yeah.
When I first walked in there, that's what I thought was, man, this is a perfect place for events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's perfect.
It would be perfect for like a Bigfoot and paranormal kind
yes,
of thing.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
We thought about it.
Yes.
We really did think about it. But mm-hmm. like you said,
yeah.
no power, no water, no power, which is
right.
great for investigating.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not so great for events because
you can't
say, well, come in, we'll put the generators out back and you know.
Right.
Porta potties in the back.
Yeah.
But no, but, you know, if somebody's out there and they haven't done an investigation, this is a really good place to kick it, you know, kick off your investigating because it is, you know, three or four stories?
It is, well,
technically.
Technically three stories, but you have a basement,
yes.
two floors, and an attic.
The attic.
And the other good thing about it is it's just so interesting
yeah.
architecturally speaking.
Yes. Yeah.
Some of the features are.
Yeah, and it's hard to find, you know, there's a lot of places to investigate, but historic buildings are few and far between. Mm-hmm. You know, they're, you know, to be able to go in and investigate some place that's been around for 130 mm-hmm. years, is approximately 130
years. It's going to be 130 this coming
130
year.
130 years. You know, you don't find that anymore. People, they're just tearing old buildings
right.
down and just putting up new stuff.
Right.
And it's just not the same.
Right. And I understand that the Collingwood almost befell the wrecking ball at some
yeah.
point.
Yeah.
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 You know, we got to keep these places open.
Yeah. And you know, you guys going out and doing these investigations, your money doesn't go to a person. It goes to the upkeep of these buildings.
Right.
So we can investigate
right.
historic and haunted locations. Mm-hmm. So
and
know.
We talk about them all the time. You know, we just did a show a couple weeks ago about haunted locations and, you know, not so much the location itself, but preserving the locations. And we did mention the school in the show because it's one of them places we have to keep
yeah.
alive
yeah.
for the dead.
Right.
You know, and there's activity that goes on there. You know, a lot of people don't really. Like Jen said, it's a great place to get your feet wet
yeah.
on investigating because with you guys, especially with you, you can actually help train what they're doing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you don't have to be, you know, afraid to go because there are people that are going to be helpful, you know.
And guess what? Because we're there all the time, we can
yeah.
try different things.
Exactly.
It can be like our ghost lab.
Yeah, exactly.
Giant
and that's
ghost
what I was
lab.
I was thinking that too with as many people
ghost
that
school.
You yeah, ghost school.
School spirit.
Yes.
Ghost school. That should be a song. Ghost school.
Ghost school.
But
on
with as
Maine.
Many with
as
many people that go through there and you can have with your website have a location where everybody can send their evidence
mm-hmm.
and you can build that scientific evidence instead of a lot of these places they just have events and people don't collect the same evidence.
They just kind of turn you loose mm-hmm. right
yeah
you know there's really not anybody's going to go in and answer your questions or take you to certain
mm-hmm.
spots and you guys give them the history and
right.
and what's happening in this particular area instead
yeah.
of just saying okay go in and see
right.
what you get.
Yeah, and what I was thinking is you can actually start building a database of information and doing this scientifically, because a lot of these places that are open to public ghost hunts, it's almost like they just do it, here, just do it and have fun. Well,
yeah.
Let's get some scientific data going here,
yeah.
and that's a perfect opportunity for that, because there's been so many people that have gone through there, whether they're students, teachers, custodians, whatever, it's a great opportunity.
Mm. And because it's so old, there's so much history, we've barely even begun to dig up the history on the school because
yeah.
it takes a lot of time,
yeah.
a lot of digging. I mean, I literally went through newspapers page by page,
wow.
paragraph by paragraph. I've probably only got 1 or 2 years done with the newspaper I've been going through, and that's
wow.
1890s. So
that's incredible.
There's a lot more to come. So,
do you think there's a time capsule there?
There used to be, but they dug it up.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Might have to put a new one in.
There you go.
Yeah, that would have been interesting, you know, seeing what was in there and you know, if disturbing that.
Well, speaking of time capsules, when we first got access to the building,
mm-hmm.
there's a little red door in the entryway that
mm-hmm.
goes. It's
oh, yeah.
It's an alternative exit from the girls' restroom downstairs because when they added on to the building,
mm-hmm.
fire code required to have two exits.
Oh, okay.
So when we first got it, the other side inside the girls' room was boarded up.
Yeah.
And the door was locked from the outside. So I'm thinking, wow, I wonder what's back there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to find something cool like a body or skeleton. So we opened it up, and that video is actually on our Haunted South Main School Facebook
cool.
page, which was kind of fun to do. But I opened it up, and I took off the plywood that was, you know, blocking up. I opened it, and it's, darn it, there's nothing back there.
Oh.
But still cool nonetheless.
But you could have opened a portal.
And there you go.
You could have released some spirits.
Portal.
But now you could put one of those plastic skeletons in there so when teams come in and go, let's open the door and see if there's anything in there. Open up, there's that skeleton going, pointing their finger at him or something.
Yeah.
That would be fun, although I'm tempted, but no, I would never do that. Just to keep it real, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's one of our favorite places to go. and we've got to get back there, do another investigation.
So you should host one.
There you go.
I should, but yeah, you guys definitely check out their Facebook page, Fringe Paranormal, Haunted South Main School. Check out their new webpage as well, and you can book your investigations right through the page, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so you guys get out there. Start investigating. Don't talk about it. Just go do it.
October's coming. Let's do
yes.
it.
Yes. Are you doing anything special for Halloween?
Yes, we have a special Halloween investigation. Oh. Halloween night, 7 to 12 a.m. The Ooh. Only way to get on that is to enter the raffle that we have going on.
All right.
What we're going to do is we'll be drawing six names. They'll be able to come along with one friend each and investigate.
That's exciting. So, guys, buy tickets for this raffle because you may be on a very private investigation.
And it's only $5.
On Halloween. For $5, you can't beat it.
Heck yeah.
And it supports the school and the upkeep. So, guys, get out there. Buy your raffle tickets today.
And while you're there, find a little corner to slip some money in to put, like, an upkeep.
Yeah.
Bring a tip jar
well,
and
I'm
say,
tell
here,
you right
Don,
now,
here's a tip jar for you.
I'm going to put $5 in, and you guys can raffle off some tickets or whatever.
There you go.
To somebody on the out in the universe. But no, Don, we really appreciate you coming in. Tell Kelly we said hello.
I will.
And, you know, if you guys need something, you know, 222s are here for you.
All right. Cool.
Well, thank you. And, Jen, do you have anything to add? At the end here, another
just get
show.
On our
and
website.
Just keep on talking because, oh.
Shut up. Just thanks for listening, everybody. You know, we really appreciate you guys tuning in every week to our loyal listeners. Shout out to Joe Jr. He listens to every episode. And everybody else, keep ghost hunting, and we will talk to you next week.
All right. Let's leave with some 60 Cent Crush rehab.
All right.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Peace out.